Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and it is a blessing and a privilege to be back with you again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jerry Robinson, and I just wanted to say I'm so glad and blessed, the privilege to be here, and I welcome you as you listen to these blogs, and I pray that they will be a blessing to you continuously and encourage you, build your faith, lift you up, and put you in a place of God's greatest expectancies in your life. Listen, this Blog Talk Radio broadcast is brought to you from Word Outreach International, which you hear on the beginning of the broadcast, which is an evangelistic arm of His Reporter International. And let's get right into the Word. On Friday, we were talking about Matthew chapter 6, specifically centered in on verse 33 and 4. And we had come to a part of the where we got into a little bit about the kingdom. So I will read these scriptures for verification of where we're going and what we're actually seeking to say to you concerning seeking the kingdom of God. Verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And verse 34 says, "Take therefore no thought." Listen, God is talking to us. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day evil thereof. In other words, the Lord is saying that make no plans and don't base what any one of the things that you say about for tomorrow or the future, even though we should have plans. I'm not saying that even so, though we should have vision. That's not what I'm saying. It's a seeming contradiction. It's a paradox, supposedly. But what God is saying here is, hey, don't try to focus on tomorrow. Make all of the things that you do in this day the greatest day of your life. You've heard me say so many times on past episodes that this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And not only that, it is the greatest day of your life, and we would make and should make the best of it with all that is within us by the grace of God. All right, last week we were speaking on Friday about the kingdom, and we had talked about seeking, and then we talked about first with seeking. We talked about how to covet earnestly and to strive after and to worship. That also means that we should make every effort that we can in our lives to put the Lord first and foremost as seeking him. The next word is seek ye first, talking about you, talking about me. The kingdom, seek first what? In time, in place, in order. Make it a priority. Make it the apple of your eye, or the importance before and at the beginning, chiefly. Make it the chief thing that happens every day in your life. I said this on Friday. I said it, and I'll say it again. Somebody says, well, you know, I don't know the will of God for my life. I can tell you right now, friend, that the will of God for every believer's life is seeking the kingdom. the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. All these things shall be added. All these things will be added. All these are added when you put God first and foremost, with the Lord, talking about Yahweh, talking about Jesus, talking about Yeshua, putting him first and foremost in your life, in my life. In that in the episode of the verse 24 in the Decalogue, the Lord is beginning to speak to his disciples and said, you know, no man can serve two masters. And he goes on to tell him that we shouldn't take thought of what we should eat, what we should drink. And I know that sounds crazy, but and you're saying that to me, Father, that the God can give me all these things if I will put him first. Hey, this is his word. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples, giving them a blueprint of how things should be done and how God, the Lord Jesus, desires for them to be done, the right way to get things done. We got to the kingdom, which is to me royally, a royalty. It's royalty, it's rule, it's government. It is control, it's mastery, having authority over. The Lord is king over his kingdom. And as I share Friday, it is his king domain. It is his domain and everything that goes on within his domain. He is the ruler. He is the sovereign of what happens in his domain. And he has given you and I the right to seek this domain, his kingdom, because we not only are seeking that kingdom, but if you are born again, if you've been transformed out of darkness into the marvelous light, you have become a citizen of the kingdom of God. That is right. So now seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is that saying to you? What is that saying to me? In the Hebrew, the word that Hebrew word for righteousness is to give virtue, prosperity, to cleanse, justice, or to justify. And also, in the Greek side of it, it says to be equitable, in equity, justify, justification, equality. In other words, everybody that is seeking the kingdom has a right for equality. And I know that in our day and time, we're having so much controversy about equality. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who has this right? Who has that right? Well, in the kingdom of God, equality is based on holiness, righteousness, and all of those things that are God's way. Somebody say, well, Brother Jerry, I don't know if you really understand that I've been mistreated or I've been done wrong, and so I don't understand why you're talking about equality, because we're having so much turmoil in our world and our countries and around the areas about equality. You know, I'm not going to dive into that today. I'm going to try to work to stay on course on what I'm seeking to project to you today. But at the beginning of this, God says, I want you to seek my righteousness. If you go back to the book of Romans chapter 1, the Bible specifically speaks to us. Let's look at that today. You know, the Romans, in Romans, the Apostle Paul begins to tell those people about how they are seeking after their own way. You know, sometimes we look at our way and we think that our way is the right way. Well, before we go there, let's do this. Let's see what the proverbial writer has to say about what is right and what is not right. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 34, it says this. And this is a very familiar passage of scripture. You've heard it many times before, but I'll say it again. Listen, he says, righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. I'm going to say it again. Righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. In other words, that reproach is, excuse me, it has become a shame or a disgrace. But if righteousness exalted a nation, then, Brother Jerry, please tell me, what does that really mean? Does that mean that if we live right, it'll exalt the United States of America? Well, yes, And I've got some insight on how that works now. In the past, I kind of felt like that maybe that righteousness was exalting the nation and that because the righteous were not maybe out of line, that the nation wasn't being exalted. But that's not exactly, I believe, what the scripture is really talking to us about here. I believe it's talking about another nation. I'm talking about a place, and I'm speaking it, I believe, in the terms of another kingdom. Righteousness exalted a kingdom or a nation, and because we are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven and not citizens of this world, because we are alienated. We're alienated from this world, and not that we don't live in it, but we're not of it. Let me just give you a little brief scripture here on that, and it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, you and me, a royal priesthood, yes, that's talking about you and me, and holy nation, yes, a peculiar people. Now watch what he says, and holy nation. In other words, okay, let's talk about equality. We just said something about equality. In the kingdom of God, there is no black, white, green, yellow, orange, blue, no Jew, Greek, Hebrews, whatever, Muslims, whatever, Asians. There's no culture barriers. In other words, everybody is a citizen of that kingdom, and so equality is common. It's not about who's big and who's small. It's equal. It's equality that's there. Equality is reigning in the kingdom. So I believe that God is talking about you and me as an holy nation, a holy group of people. And so there is no racism in the kingdom. Now, that might be by popular demand. We see religion happening all around us and people being racist, but there is no racism in the kingdom of God. There is, and I will say it again, no racism in the kingdom of God. So a holy nation, a peculiar people. Listen to Peter talking here. He's describing you and me, a peculiar people, purchased, that means purchased, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness, racism, hatred, malice, envy, strife, guilt, shame. Oh, really? He's called even death. He's called us out of that into his marvelous, marvelous, marvelous light. So therefore, we have equality. We have God's rights. His way is a part of how we live in the kingdom, and that kingdom is that holy nation, which I believe that its righteousness exalted that nation. But sin is a reproach to the people who seek to live like that outside of the nation. What? My time is going out? My goodness. I've got, you know what, this time runs away with me, but listen, come back with me, glory to God, so we can talk a little bit more about the kingdom and its righteousness. And it goes on to say, and all these things shall be added unto us. Let me say what this thing we call prejudice. Is the Lord prejudice? Come back with me on Wednesday. We're going to talk about just a little bit about what prejudice really indicates. And as being a part of the kingdom, you and I are not a part of that group or that ethnicity. We are holy, a holy group, a holy nation. Well, I'm getting out of here. My time is up. Look, tune back in with me on Wednesday around the same time, and let's talk a little bit more about God's righteousness, equality, and how that is being utilized as a part of the citizenship of the kingdom of Almighty God. Until then, listen, may the greatest blessings of God, the grace of him, be with you until we meet again on Wednesday. May the Lord keep you and watch you and overlook anything that's unlike God. In Jesus' name.